T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
So last week, Governor Northam announced that he was going to seek to push up the date for the legalization of recreational marijuana in Virginia. It was going to be a couple of years from now, while police officers and stakeholders here tried to figure out how to do this in a way that will disrupt society in a minimal way. And it sounds to me like the Black Lives Matter activists have once again walked into the governor's office with a photo of the governor in blackface with the Klansman and have said, hey, you remember this? You better do exactly what we say, because now the guy has amended the bill that approved legislation, approved the legalization of pot, and it goes back to the General Assembly for their special session, which is coming up. So how are the police supposed to deal with this if July 1st the law changes in Virginia and something that had been illegal is no longer illegal and it has real consequences in public safety and policing? Maggie DeBoard is the police chief in Herndon. She's also the president of the Virginia Association of Chiefs of Police. Chief DeBoard, tell me what your reaction is to this. Is this an issue in a practical sense for you and your members, or am I, as a non-pot smoker, am I overblowing this a little bit?
Good morning, John. No, I don't think you're overblowing this at all. We knew this train was coming. We saw the path to legalization likely coming down the road here in Virginia, but when we were told we would have 3 years to prepare for this, certainly there's a lot of lessons learned from other states that have legalized marijuana, and those impacts on public safety have been significant there. When this bill was first pushed through, even the one that was going for 2024, local law enforcement wasn't even invited to the table to discuss the consequences of this.
Oh.
And that's where our issues are. They're about traffic safety, which are significant. They're about addiction and access to those drugs to young people. And just the traffic safety issues alone, I mean, even in Colorado, they saw massive increases in fatalities related to marijuana use and driving.
So it's it turns into an alertness issue, right? Is that the problem?
Yeah, I mean, it's more than an alertness issue. I mean, currently right now, if we have somebody that's an impaired driver, typically we have a test to blow or to determine alcohol content.
Mm-hmm.
But there is, to date, there's no such breath test exists for drug impairment. So everything has to be done through a blood test. It's going to be very costly. It's going to be very time consuming. And we also don't have very many officers around the state trained in drug recognition experts to actually look for those things. So the training alone is going to take a couple years to get a large number of officers throughout the state trained. Not to mention, the issues that we're going to see, the continued issues with addiction in our communities, which are suffering greatly now with drug use and mental illness.
Now, listen, I've had some conversations with friends of mine who apparently have smoked pot on a regular basis who have said, John, you don't know what you're talking about. This is not addictive. The worst thing that happens is somebody eats a bag of Cheetos or nachos and you're stuck in that Nancy Reagan 80s mentality that pot is bad and that's just not true. It really will have no impact and there's no addiction issue. And I'm thinking, you know what? I just don't buy it. I've been around too many people who this has been the start of a real decline in their sobriety.
It can be. And for many parts of the community, it may not be any issue at all. We know that. We've seen that. For other parts of the community, it can be a significant factor for them leading to other drugs. It will be a significant factor with driving under impairment. It will be a factor for workplace safety when people start coming to work. You know, it has effect on kids. Even Colorado alone saw a huge increase in the number of young kids under 8 that were sent to emergency rooms because they ingested edibles, many of which are packaged to look like candy. So the other part that we have to look at is the black market actually thrives when legalization becomes part of that state, because they undercut government prices. So we will see a huge spike in black market activity when marijuana becomes illegal.
Well, that's interesting. That was one of the selling points, was that this suddenly takes it out of the you know, underground black market and the deceit that's out there, and puts it into the mainstream where the government collects all these wonderful taxes, which presumably they'll solve all our problems with. You're saying that's not what we've found in other places?
That is not what we found. We've actually found the black market has started to thrive because they come in and they undercut government prices significantly. And a lot of the tax money that has been collected in Colorado and other states that legalized it had to use that money to fund more social services for people in need that have become more homeless, become more addicted to the drugs, and those types of issues. So it doesn't have the effect, this magical effect, like people think. It will create significant problems for us regarding safety throughout the communities. While there are those who will sit in their home and enjoy it without effect, others will be greatly impacted by it.
I don't think that's a stretch to think that will happen. Have you heard from state legislators saying, hey, now the governor's kind of, you know, put this on the fast track, we need to get a law enforcement perspective, or are they just prepared this week to push this through and not talk to you all?
No, they're prepared to push it through. Like I said, they had not invited us to the table at the beginning when this bill was put, and there's been no attempt to invite us to the table now. When you talk about pushing this through in 3 months, it affects even simple things like our canines who are trained on drug detection. Those dogs were trained for marijuana as well. Those dogs generally will be useless to be used for drug searches of any kind now, because you can't discern between a marijuana sniff and a cocaine sniff.
So what happens to the dogs?
The dogs, probably, most of them will probably be rendered useless for any type of drug searching. So in the future, we have to train new dogs without a marijuana smell, which we can do. But, you know, these dogs run 7, 8, 9 years before they're retired. So the dogs that we have now will not be able to use for those purposes. So there really would be no time for us to plan to implement fixes to those problems when a law is being pushed 3 months from now instead of 3 years, which was initially the point of the bill.
So not to get off on a different track here, but what do you just give the dogs away, or do the officers take them home and keep them as pets? I mean, that seems like, you know, it's weird that this would be the kind of thing that would send people into a tizzy. That, I mean, I assume you're not euthanizing the dogs.
Oh, no. The dogs, some of these dogs are multi-purpose dogs. Some of them are still used for tracking and patrol and multi-purpose things like that. So those dogs that can be used for those purposes will. They just would be rendered not usable for the drug search part.
Wow.
And then certainly we keep our dogs. We make sure they're well taken care of even when they are retired. So there's never an issue with that.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, the whole thing seems really knee-jerk, not very well thought out, and designed to set you guys up for some major problems going forward, which I would think a civilized society would want to avoid. Maggie DeBoard, the police chief in Herndon and the president of the Virginia Association of Police Chiefs, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, John.